Shuko's naked body glistened with sweat. Nezuma could see every thin cord of wiry muscle wrapping itself around her bones. Her eyes blazed. Nezuma waited for her in the neck-deep waters of the Ofuro steam bath. The temperature hovered just above 100 degrees, and in contrast to the night air, the steam wafted about them both as Shuko approached the cedar-lined bath. She lifted one leg to step over the edge into the water, and Nezuma smiled with appreciation. She saw where his eyes were staring and moved her leg ever so slightly to conceal herself. She knew it drove him crazy. Her legs slid into the waters totally without fear. She leaned forward and brought the rest of herself into the water. She stood before Nezuma and said nothing. She never did when they made love. Shuko sank into the water up to her neck and dipped her head back into the water. When she came up, her wet hair streaked down her back, framing her face. Now Nezuma could see her eyes drooping into the limpid state that he loved in all beautiful women. Shuko knew precisely how to use her sexuality to her utmost advantage. He had seen her do it enough times since their first encounter. Shuko could seduce men and women with ease. She usually seduced them in order to kill them or steal their secrets. She drew closer to him, her moist lips brushing the surface of the water. The ritual varied, but the goal was always the same. See how long they could stand being this close to contact before one of them gave in. Shuko eased away from Nezuma with a teasing smile. He almost broke into a wide smile, but forced himself to stay utterly impassive. It drove her crazy when he seemed unreachable like that, and it would escalate the tension and the enjoyment of the game.
You don't like me?
You know I do.
Shuko moved toward him, but he stopped her. And instead, he brought both of his hands around her neck and squeezed. Her eyes popped open, going white with terror. She tried to speak, but Nezuma's grip was total and without any gaps. Air simply would not flow and enable the words to escape the python-like grasp he had on her throat. He expected her to fight. She did not. He leaned close to her face.
You were supposed to keep track of them. It was your idea that we should leave chase after our prey like a pair of fools.
Her head shook just a little bit. The color in her face deepened as she struggled to maintain consciousness.
And now, we have lost them.
He could feel her pulse throbbing.
You know that I do not tolerate failure.
Her eyes implored him. If she could have spoken, she might have pleaded with him for mercy.
Your carelessness in tracking them made us look like fools. Worse, we looked like amateurs and lost our strategic ground to a ninja, of all things.
He leaned closer and kissed her lips. They already felt cooler to the touch. Pretty soon, he reasoned, she'd lose consciousness. If he kept the pressure on after that, her brain would starve for oxygen and she would die.
Let this be a lesson to you.
He increased the pressure on her trachea. Her body started to spasm. Her limbs flailed, spilling the contents of the Ofuro bath over the side.
No one is safe from my wrath. Not even the likes of you, a woman I truly love.
Her spasming slowed down and her motions grew languid. As her body started to sink and her eyes started to roll back in her head, she jerkingly raised a hand towards him. He released her. Vomit sprayed over the surface of the deck.
Master, I apologize for my stupidity, Master.
I know you do.
It will not happen again.
No, because if it does, I will not release you from certain death. You will die by my hand.
He looked deep into her eyes and bared his teeth.
Let us go to bed now. We have much to do tomorrow. Hopefully we can find some way to make up for your grave mistakes you made today.